Hello, and thanks for listening to JoJo's Bizarre Podcast.
Hello.
My name is Mark. That voice you just heard was Miles's. We are
Miles's.
Also joined by Jackie.
Jackie's.
That's Jackie's voice.
Yeah.
And the three of us are here once again to do a podcast about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the TV anime. Except there is no more JoJo TV anime. We've covered it all. We finished up Stone Ocean sometime last year. And wow, I guess it's been about a year. Yeah, I think it was April of last year was the last time we talked about JoJo. But since then, we've been covering other anime. And this week, it's another kind of retro episode. I guess this is a retro thing we're doing. We're talking about episode 3 of Cyber City Oedo 808, which is from 1990. And it's a 3-episode OVA. It's on Crunchyroll. It looks real good. It's from the director of Vampire Hunter D, Bloodlust, and a bunch of other late 80s, early 90s OVAs you may have heard of. Do we have any correspondences? I don't think we do. I think everyone went, no, old people anime. Not watching.
Yeah, nothing in the Discord. Nothing in the email.
All good. But before we get into the last chapter of Cyber City Oedo 808. This is where we would normally take a peek into Correspondence Corner. That is where we check Discord and our emails for any correspondences from you, our lovely listeners. But we don't have any this week.
We have no emails, but we do have listeners. Hopefully.
We have listeners. We don't have any correspondences.
Do we? There's no evidence of that.
Who knows? There's no evidence. Yeah, if you want to join the Discord for this podcast, there is a link to join it in the description of this episode. And there's a channel in there called Correspondence Corner, and you can leave us questions or thoughts and prayers, and we might read them on the podcast. If you're more old school or long-winded, you can send an email to jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com. And we might read that too. But being as though this is not a new anime for us, we're just continuing what we mostly finished last week. We don't have any messages. No one had anything insightful to say. And so we're going to move on to shilling our Patreon. If you want to support our podcast, you can go to patreon.com/jjbpod. And it takes as little as you want, okay? You can just spend, well, okay, you can't give us 50 cents a month, but for as little as $1 a month, you get access to the Patreon feed, which includes the occasional bit of cut audio from the main podcast feed, and anything else that we feel like putting up there. For $3 a month, you get that same feed, but we will also thank you out loud on the podcast, like we're going to in just a moment. And patreon.com/jjbpod is also where you can go throw a bunch of money at us and make us watch a few episodes of an anime of your choice. We've covered a lot of really interesting offbeat shows and some popular shows that we didn't really think we were going to get to because of our Patreon supporters. Let us say some thank yous.
So thank you, Gen X Anime Dad.
Josh.
Colin.
Clit Rocket.
Hentai Homie.
I love JoJo Woo Woo.
Daniel.
Dalton.
Soliloquy.
Kasoon.
Lord Zendar.
Jumbo.
Katie.
Bloof.
Aura.
Kane.
Mirror Man.
The Stand User, formerly known as Austin.
Tim.
Martin.
Aquosis.
Christian.
And Chad.
Chad.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Folks,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Patreon.com/JJBpod. You can find JJBpod on a few sites, and that's probably us. I don't know who else would do this.
Who else would bother?
Who else would do it? All right, yeah. So we watched episode 3 of Cyber City Oedo 808, and as expected, it is the episode about Ben 10, aka Benton on the English dub. Oh, I meant to like rewind one of the scenes and play it back in English and see if it was the vampire bit you on your dick line on Crunchyroll. Shit, I gotta find that out. But other than that, let's see. This is kind of like a horror-y episode, right?
Yeah, it's a vampire-y episode. It's a little bit of a science-y vampire-y episode, but it's mainly a vampire-y episode.
My first note is peen shadow, because there's some scene where I think it might be the monkey man. It might be a different guy who's about to be murdered, and just like a big like boner shadow appears over the room. I don't know if that was just me, but it just...
I did not get that. My All first right. note is lady with curly hair, because he has that opening scene where he talks to the lady.
Yeah. Right.
Two people with big hair just chatting away.
Yeah.
They talk about the stars, and like it doesn't really feel like that conversation means anything, but
yeah, he says like the stars are in bad alignment or something. Yeah, and then they talk for a bit, and then he goes to look at her and she just vanishes.
Yeah. He says
she's Batman.
It's I don't know. They talk about the journey of Starlight for Starlight to come to, and then she disappears.
Oh, right. And they're like, yeah, most starlight never reaches us.
Yeah. There's a guy who's attacked after that.
Yeah, this might be the monkey man.
Oh, this is the guy who he's the murder that we see that then our guy Benton is investigating.
Right, yeah. He looks like a monkey. A big like dildo shadow comes into his room.
Okay, got. Now I see what you were talking about with the dildo show. Okay,
you remember?
I didn't see it the same way you saw it, but I do now. I think I see where you were coming from with that.
Good. Yeah, and then this guy, like, does he stick his gun at the window or does he just like look? But his arm like just snaps, right?
I don't know, man.
It does through telepathy. Or telekinesis.
Yeah, telekinesis. His arm snaps, and then we see that there's just... Do we see that the lady's just floating out there?
Oh,
yes, I think it's obviously her, but it's not explicitly her.
Mm.
Is that right?
Maybe? I guess so, yeah. She doesn't say, hey, I'm the lady from before.
Yeah.
And then all the glass... The window that he's looking through breaks.
Yeah.
And we just see this curly haired lady just go like, ah, and she just like flies at him with her fangs out. You can see that she's a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
And so, yeah. And then this is where I was a little surprised to see that these cyber prisoners we've been following get to do detective work.
Yeah.
Like they don't have straight and narrow detectives. They just only use prison labor? I guess it's cheap.
They have a lot of leeway.
They
I
really
guess because they could get blown up at any time.
I think we talked, maybe it was last episode, about how like you know it's good for these criminals to look into stuff because they know how criminals think, but the vampire situation isn't like a criminal investigation. It is because there's murder, but it's not like prisoners understand like what a vampire is thinking, you know? So this one doesn't feel like it. makes sense. They should have given this one to like or if they do have any regular cops, you know, any regular detectives.
To be fair, this vampire is doing crimes though.
Right, but they're not like I don't know. It's not the same kind of crimes as in what, murder?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
I don't think you're allowed to drink blood either.
Yeah, but it's... you're not allowed to drink blood.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
It's not like the vampires are related to the criminal underworld. Like, yeah. They're chasing after someone who seems like they're in high society.
Yeah. Nobility. Yeah, and you would think that they'd have more... I don't know, they don't really have forensics and stuff, right? Like, Benton doesn't take out, like, a thing that analyzes how the glass was broken or... if there's any fingerprints.
Oh, right. I also wrote down, what is Benton in for? He seems too fancy. Which, what is he in for? Like, what crime did he commit? Do we know?
We never know. I don't think we know what any of them in for.
It's like a fancy crime. It's like embezzlement or something.
I don't know.
He does seem very capable of killing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess they probably aren't all nice people. Lady. Yeah.
Kelly?
Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Kelly with the one pant leg.
Where did her other pant leg go?
I think she split that outfit with another person who's also wearing a one leg.
I think they should do a fourth episode about where her other pant leg went.
Oh, okay.
The origin story. A prequel.
And also about anything else, because this show just fucking ends.
And this is it.
This is it.
So this show was this show based on a manga? I don't remember.
No.
If you told me. Okay, so it's not based on a manga. They just made 3 episodes of this and nothing else ever again?
Correct.
Wow.
Isn't it great, though, that they were just like, let's just get together, make a thing. It'll be really good quality, so people will pay for it to have physical media. It won't be on TV, so it'll also be sexier and gorier. And that's it. That's all we got to do. Just make something good and people will buy it. Never again.
The video game supposedly has an original story.
Oh, yeah. I think there's 2 video games. One is for like the PC Engine and one is for like one of those other like home computer type of things, right? Where are you reading this? On Wiki?
Yeah, I only see one video game.
Yeah, they only mention one, but if you look up if you just like Google this name when I was looking for soundtracks, there's another one that's on what did we call it? The TurboGrafx, but it's the CD version or whatever. And yeah, this one was on the fucking, oh no, wait, yeah, this is it. The PC Engine CD-ROM. Maybe I'm dumb. Maybe it is just this one. But yeah, it says it's an original story. It doesn't say who wrote it though. I don't want to read some jagoff's idea of where they went after this. Sorry.
Yeah, it's probably a jack-off.
Before we go any further, to look for something in the episode, I brought up the Crunchyroll with it. Do you guys want to hear the dub for a sec?
Sure.
Let me see if I can find the fucking penis line. Right, yeah, this is the Japanese.
やれやれ参ったぜ吸血鬼探しとはな恐ろしいぜまったく
いや人間の生き血を吸い永遠に生きねばならん定めを背負った悲しい怪物だ
Alright, so that's the Japanese of the line where what's his name? Sengoku talks to Benten? Let's see, what's the English like?
Registration number of some sort.
Possibility? That's not much fucking use, is it, dickhead?
Whoa.
Yeah, you're gonna have to give us a bit more than that to go on. Huh?
Well, check this out and see if it gives us any clues.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Benton. Don't crap your pants if you see a vampire out there.
Get lost. You wouldn't recognize a goddamn vampire if one jumped up and bit you on the end of your fucking dick.
All right, it's the same exact dub. Look at that.
Why is it so much more vulgar?
I don't know. I think that,
I didn't read the subtitles of the previous one because I'm not staring at your computer.
Oh, talked about it last episode. Oh,
okay.
That in Japanese, he's like, whoa, they got us looking for vampires. And he's like, well, vampires are tragic creatures.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember that scene. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that the cursing is just added so that it's like, wow, this is for adults. You got to buy it to hear all the cuss words, 90s children or something. I don't know. Or maybe they just had fun. In the booth, you know, they were like, oh, I'm going to add some fuck.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think
they were just riffing.
I've watched a bunch of other parts of this and it feels like it's a bunch of non-New York, non-East Coast dudes trying to sound like East Coast USA dudes. It's really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the plot is totally different. Anyways.
I think?
I don't know. I mean, I think major changes and stuff, what's up?
I do think most of the investigation could have been anything. Like It's all just babble that leads up to the fight at the end.
It is a lot of babble, yeah. I mean, he does go and he gets like the... All right, let's just go through it.
Where were we?
I think... So Benton goes on his merry way. He starts investigating and he stops in some... He meets up with some old contacts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does he first meet the arms, the like old guy with the gun?
I don't remember.
And then he meets a babe who...
Her name is Kelly. She has short hair.
No, not her. Oh. There's a woman he talks to who I think she's a prostitute.
Oh.
And I think she's wearing like no underwear or something.
Yeah, do we see her vagina?
I leaned close and was like, yo, is her whole pussy out right now? Yeah. And then he talks to some crime syndicate guys. And I don't remember.
Oh, wait, the other weird thing about that lady is she does seem like a sex worker, but she offers to have sex with him for free.
Yeah, I think
giving the goods away.
This is just for like teenage and younger boys to be like, oh my God, this Benton guy is so cool that women will have sex with him for no reason. You know? I think that's a thing in media where the male protagonist just has women throwing themselves at him.
But like, okay. Do you think this encouraged a lot of young boys in Japan to grow their nails and hair out and wear lipstick?
Yeah, I think so. And I think they would also have a lot of non-work talk with prostitutes, just hoping that the prostitute would casually be like, by the way, do you want to have regular sex for free?
Mm.
Which I think is a good move. I think if you just really do that to enough people, it's bound to happen.
Just talk to them?
Yeah.
Just be a friendly person.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think if you do that enough, you might get a freebie.
There you go.
He talks to some like crime mafia guy with a cigar, and I don't know if they give any useful info, but then he gets locked in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little rat, little glam David Bowie rat. Oh, right. Wait. Is it with the mafia guys? Isn't there someone that's offering him a drug and says it'll happen 10 times in one night?
Yeah, it's yet another, or maybe it's the same Chinese stereotype man.
Oh, yeah. I think
it's
it is
a different
the same.
Chinese stereotype man.
Oh, you think so? Okay, I thought it was the same guy. The guy who just collects body parts.
Well, doesn't the other Chinese stereotype man get maimed or something in the last episode?
Does he? I know Benton threatens him.
Okay.
Well, yeah, maybe it's another
stereotypical. It's just his buddies who get maimed.
It's a guy who's in the 29th century, but is like, I'm going to dress like a guy from... fucking 1600s China or whatever. Yeah, he offers him something that would make something happen 10 times in one night. And I'm guessing it's a sex thing, but it's not very specific.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to do anything in that genre 10 times in one night. That's a lot.
Sounds exhausting.
But maybe he also meant like you'll take 10 shits or you'll puke 10 times. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think it is sex.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, got it. I'm writing this down.
I thought you were asking if I could do it, but I don't think
No.
I'm sleeping.
It would hurt. Anyway, Benton gets locked in a cage and these criminals laugh at him and they call him a dog and stuff. And there's some good exchange. I didn't write it down. Jackie, did you write down? They have a taunt off, and Benton actually has a pretty good comeback.
Did not write it down.
Fuck. You guys talk about the plot now. I'm going to play it back muted with subtitles, and I'm going to watch them.
Well, this fight is kind of pointless because, I don't know, he just kills them. And I didn't understand like how it advanced the plot at all, but it was cool. Like, one of the gang boys was using a flamethrower on him in the cage and going like, ha, 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 I'm burning him. And then suddenly his arm was cut off.
Oh, right. Yeah, this was a weird thing that happened. I know what you're talking about because it confused me as well. But the exchange was they dropped the cage on him and this all happens like in a big junk heap. And they say, well, a collared dog, because, you know, they have the bomb collars, a collared dog belongs in a cage. And Ben says, and you belong on the dump since you're garbage. And
oh, got him.
Even they like that. The guy says, I could bust a gut laughing. Yeah, and the idea is the redhead guy is going to flamethrower him. But as soon as he squeezes the trigger, we see a big flashy floss line, because we know that Benton is really good with the floss capability of his cyber baton. And then, yeah, we just see that the redhead guy is like staring straight ahead with a crazy look on his face. But it then we see the cage splits in half and his arm falls off. And it seems like Benton immediately escaped right when the flamethrower was about to be turned on. But it so finely sliced the cage, somehow Benton was able to get out of it without it collapsing. And from that distance, he was also able to cut off this guy's arm. Or maybe he cut his arm off after he got out of the cage. I don't know. Visually, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It's cool, though, seeing everyone's limbs get cut off.
Yeah. They're assholes. They don't deserve limbs.
Yeah. But yeah, what was the point of this? Where did it lead? Nowhere.
I think it's just to remind you that Benton is badass and that you get to see fun action. And then he gets, I guess it's to also set up how badass Kelly is, because Kelly puts a gun to the back of his head. And she's like, hey, I know you're on this fucking vampire case, but you should forget it.
What does Kelly want?
I think
Kelly is just working for the old wheelchair man.
For Big Vampire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's just a hired gun.
Mm-hmm. But she seems to have some past with Benton, where she owes him something.
Yeah, she owes him the other leg of his pants or something. Yeah, she has an outfit that just doesn't make any fucking sense. It's like, it basically covers her tits and then gives her a huge, like, lapel or collar. Her abs are totally exposed, parts of her arms are exposed, and then, yeah, just one entire pant leg is missing.
Could she be a JoJo's character?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. The gun is a little bit weird.
Could Benton be a JoJo's character?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Maybe he'd have, like, more pins and shit, but...
Okay, now,
sure.
What would his name be if you had to make him a JoJo's character?
Michael McDonald.
Who's that?
Just a yacht rock singer from the 80s.
Is he what a fool believes?
Yeah, he's one of the Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
And he's also, I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore.
Okay.
Remember that song?
Good shit.
Yeah, and then Warren G and Nate Dogg sampled it. You know. Anyway, Benton finds this really tiny old man. And he's like, hey, you've got this little clear pass card thing, and it's fucking illegal. And I know that you have it.
I love this little weirdo beardo.
He felt familiar to me, but I think it's just like, we just saw a little weird old man in Paranoia Agent. Mm. I think just like anime character designers love being like, what's the most decrepit I can make an old guy look? He should have 3 teeth total. Huge beard. He's bent over like a fucking
Why do they always have only 3 teeth? They have like 2 teeth on the top that are like far apart. They always draw the old dudes with, they look, and they have glasses on, and they have like 3 little teeth.
They're from a different generation. They didn't believe in brushing.
Mm.
So they gotta go. Yeah, and then I think Benton has photos of the crimes, including the Monkey Man and 2 other dudes we didn't see die. He shows them to this old man. I don't know. Yeah. What does the old man, does the old man give him anything? Or does he just catch him up?
I think he does, but like, who cares?
Yeah. So like, I didn't write down anything with the old man, so I don't know where in my notes we are.
It's,
you know?
Before.
I think the little weirdo beardo is the one who points him to the geezer who turns out to be a vampire.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forget his name. We do also get a scene where we talk to, I forget her name.
It's like, have we fought the panther yet?
Not yet.
That's what I wrote down. Okay.
He's on the phone
with Remy Masuda.
Okay.
Is that who you're thinking of?
No, he talks with Jonouchi over the phone. She was the babe who tried to ask Sengoku out to dinner.
Oh, yeah, little
girl. Episode Okyo. One.
Okyo? Yeah, that's right. That's her nickname. And she clarifies to Benton, like, or Benton says something like, oh, yeah, and a password is written above the victim in blood. And I think that's weird. That
What was written above the victim?
It's a bunch of numbers.
Okay.
And at the time, we think it's a password of some kind.
Yeah.
But even that, notwithstanding what it actually is, why would this vampire kill somebody and then write a clue in their blood?
Some serial killers like to leave clues for the cops.
Okay.
But why would she want to do that?
For the thrill of the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get close to Benton.
Yeah.
They clearly have something going on.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They know each other already.
Yeah. There's chemistry there.
Yeah. Okyo explains how much money these criminals that were killed were making. Because, yeah, all the people that were killed by the vampire, it turns out they were working on some experimental shit. I don't remember what it is. Is it the thing? Like, do they already explain that it's like a blood, a genetic virus?
It's a virus that turns you into a vampire.
They explain that later.
Okay.
What's his name figures it out? Goggles.
Goggles. But that's after they fight the panther.
Well, okay, we're not there yet. Benton goes to the building that the little weirdo told him about, and he talks to a insanely old man who seems to have teeth and no facial hair. Just an immensely old man. He looks like, remember Prometheus? Remember when Guy Pierce was in old people makeup? And then you're like, why hire Guy Pierce? Why do all that?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out they were going to shoot scenes where he's a younger man, but they didn't. So he just, for some reason, is like a middle-aged guy who they put in a bunch of old weirdo makeup. Prometheus is a trip of a movie, man. Anyway.
Well, the other weird thing about this is, why is he on a screen explicitly designed to give you a seizure?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you see the flashing, Miles. Now you get it.
There wasn't even...
It was horrible.
There weren't that as many... The last episode had way more flashes, I thought.
Yeah, this was pretty bad, though.
This was bad, but the last episode was worse. I couldn't watch the last... I couldn't, like, look at it.
Yeah.
This one, I just had to cover one eye, and then I was fine.
I liked this one.
I couldn't look at.
Nah,
maybe because I was watching
painful.
On a bigger monitor this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if you watch this in pitch darkness, you would like lose several days of time. Like you just wake up and it would be like Friday. Oh, we're recording this on April 1st, by the way. So wanted to tell you all that this is a joke and we're actually going to cover the live action Detective Pikachu movie now with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
we should have done that. We should have started with that.
April Fools, we're not going to do that. We're going to continue talking about Cyber City 08080880.
We forgot to think of an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, we always do. You know, it's tough, too, because the episode doesn't come out on April 1st.
Yeah, we should have recorded an April Fool's episode, I don't know, a week ago.
Maybe, like, tomorrow, should I just, like, fart into a microphone for, like, half an hour and then release that? Okay.
No.
If you could do it for half an hour.
I would have something wrong with me.
Just get like our kids on a podcast together. And like our daughter can barely speak. So she'd just be like, oh no.
She does say, oh no. And
I'll do.
I do.
Yeah. That's what we should do. And just have them like replace us on the pod or you can just like, I don't know. We'll just get clips of our kids saying stuff and then.
That would be easier.
Mark edits it together to make it sound like a real. There you go. You get like just get Q to talk about like trains and then and then like cut in our daughter saying like, oh no, or something like reacting to it. That'd be the best podcast.
Feels like a lot of effort. Miles, you do need to find a train anime.
Oh,
your son. The only one I can think of is Bakano, and I don't think you should show that to a child.
There's got to be a train anime.
Yeah, they love trains in Japan. It's a big hobby.
They have some good trains in Japan.
They do. Some of the best, most on-time trains. Anyway, Ben talks to like the old man bajillionaire, and the old man is like way too polite. You just know he's dirty. Because I think he like, I don't know if he offers to bribe Benton or something. And Benton's like, you can't do that. And the old guy's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Of course. And then as Benton is leaving, he's like checking out something in the facility. And he makes the connection that the password he saw written above the victim was the number of a cold sleep capsule. Oh,
is this stupid. Where they see the Matrix?
Oh, I don't know.
Where there's like a wall of sleep pods. We're
almost there.
Okay.
But yeah, and I'm looking at it now, I'm realizing that he thinks that because the password begins with CSC,
mm-hmm.
cold sleep capsule.
Ah.
So that makes
dumb.
Sense. Yeah, then he rides a fucking space elevator
mm-hmm.
that takes forever.
Yes.
But it somehow like connects to something that's orbiting the Earth, and I don't think you can do that. I don't think you could have something that's like floating out in space and is also connected to a fixed long tower. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm not a scientist. Maybe.
Well, it's not actually attached. You have to take a ship to it.
Is that true?
Yeah, he takes a ship to that place at the end.
Now I just want to play Outer Wilds.
All right. To me, it looked like it just went straight into this big ass ship. Anyway, yeah. Then he goes in. It's a very fancy looking hall. And he's looking for the different cold sleep places, and he finds, oh yeah,
the Matrix.
The old man is not Raimi Masuda. Raimi Masuda is the vampire.
Is the girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's the girl. Rami. The old man is Sayonji.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a weird thing, right? His name is Shuzo Sayonji, and they're like, he's the honorary chairman of the Sayonji Foundation. And I was like, what's honorary about it? That's his fucking name.
Maybe he's too old to actually serve as a real chairman.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Or maybe he gets the last name because he's chairman. I don't know. Maybe you're right.
I'm right.
So, yeah, Benton opens the cold sleep capsule, and like a spooky story, it's empty aside from some rose petals.
Why are the cold sleep capsules so ornate?
I think this is for rich people only.
The rose petals were frozen, right? Weren't they?
Yeah, because he picks one up and squeezes it and it like shatters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then there's another sleep capsule and a panther comes out of it.
A cyber panther jumps out.
Why is it
with
cyber?
With laser mouth.
Oh, right. It has laser mouth.
It can fucking bark lasers. It has metal on its back. Its eyes are red.
Why was it in cryo sleep? Is it just is it just like stored there, but really it's like the security animal?
I think it's
place?
A security okay. measure. And you know,
but
if they
then
don't
they
sell,
don't have to keep them in the capsule. They could just I don't know.
Yeah, but then you have to feed them.
Maybe they
them.
Have a bunch of empty capsules.
Yeah, they haven't been doing so hot.
Okay.
Everything's so fancy, no one can afford it. I like to think these panthers were frozen in like 2500 and they're popping out and they're just so fucking confused. And they're so cold. Yeah, so we get to see Benton just destroy some animals. He slices one head off. The other one, I don't know, probably something horrible.
He slices the arm off one while he jumps out a window with it.
Oh, yeah. And he yells really funny when he's going to fall down the elevator shaft.
Yeah, he's like, ah!
Hey, you guys heard that shit?
It was pretty funny.
Do you guys want to hear it?
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, you know, he got his arm shot or whatever with a laser cat.
Yeah, but I think he's just also
it's
scared.
Surprising.
And then I think he manages to somehow hang by his floss, which it's kind of inconsistent. If it can slice things so easily, then how can it also like wrap around something and let you hang?
This is what happens when you don't moisturize your hands.
What?
They become so tough and callous.
Oh, I see.
Even things that can cut through rock don't cut your hands.
Okay. That's not quite what I was asking, but okay. Because he slices a steel cage open, but then now he's able to wrap it around a beam and the beam doesn't like get sliced, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't get it. Yeah, it is weird also that he can hold it, for sure. And then there's sort of a funny scene where Seonji then like happened to be nearby and he like wheels his motorized wheelchair to the very edge of the elevator shaft. And I really thought he was going to fucking fall. Because he's right on the edge there. But he doesn't. And then...
He doesn't.
Benton and Kelly fight it out in a tunnel.
Before that, though, is when we find out that the people that were killed were working on an immortality super virus. It also boosts psychic abilities, but oops, it halts blood production, so they need basically a transfusion, and that's why they have to suck blood out of people. I don't know why. It looks like vampire bites.
Yeah,
when they do it.
I don't know how they have hollow fangs and shit. You could just rob a blood bank.
Yes. That is what vampires do in some movies and stuff.
I guess it's
sexier to eat it from people.
The like good ones that don't want to kill people are like, I get donations.
I think though that if these people knew what vampires were and they had all the psychic abilities and strength and stuff, you might just go nuts and think like, I gotta drink it. I gotta go direct. Mm. Mm. Is this where then he goes into a orange tunnel?
He fights Kelly.
Kelly Blue Book.
And then a truck comes up behind him and he kills her.
Yeah, this is a dumb thing that Kelly does. Kelly feels obligated to fight Benton because she's supposed to kill him, but she doesn't want to not have a fair fight, so she gives him a rifle.
Mm.
And she takes her Segway scooter to the other end. And for some reason, she wants to have a rifle fight, but she wants to do it like a joust. So she just like throttles full speed ahead at him, which makes it very hard to aim, I have to imagine. As they're doing this, a big fucking truck approaches them. Somehow, Benton doesn't shoot the truck. Neither of them shoot the truck, but as she passes the truck, it turns out that Benton shot her. And she died. She could have just been like, oh, I didn't see him. You know, just don't talk to him. Don't give him a gun. Why throw your life away?
She's a professional. I am sad that she didn't get more of a fight, you know, because they built her up to seem to be so cool and tough. And he was really scared of her.
Yeah. They just have like kind of a joust. And that's it. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's just weird that she wants to shoot him, but she wants to drive at him at full speed at the same time. That is not smart.
She did seem cool, though. I liked her.
Rest in pieces?
Rest in pant leg?
Nice. Rest in partial nudity?
Yeah. She was on the edge there.
She was on the edge. I bet her hoo-ha was real chafy.
She had to wear really interesting underwear if she was wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Like, what would hold it? I don't know.
For all we know, she had, like, a full stockings. You know, that would be the smart thing to do, I think.
Okay.
Less cold. Anyway, at some point, we see their boss, their prison boss guy, set a timer on one of their necks. And
he gives him an hour to kill the lady vampire.
Yeah, and I don't know how his tool works, because he just says, like, I'm giving you an hour, and then he squeezes the same button in the animation, and it just says an hour. So I think it's like voice commands, but he squeezes the button. Mm. Anyway, I don't know what I want. I want to see him click all the buttons to set the exact time, and then I want to see him fuck up and go over the time, and then go, ugh, and he has to hold it for longer. You know what I'm talking about? You know when you set a clock and you accidentally go to like 4 p.m. instead of 3 p.m. and then you have to go all the way around and you pray that it doesn't have an a.m. p.m. indicator, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Benton finds the lady in a really cool pink and blue pastel sunken area.
What lady?
Raimi Masuda, the vampire.
Yeah.
And they have like a pleasant conversation. I don't know what Benton's plan is.
She says that she has hereditary anemia. That's her whole thing. But she wants to take revenge on the people. I think the people who made her a vampire, right?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like an easy life, even though you get some cool abilities.
But all of Benton's friends are like, hey man, are you falling in love with this crazy vampire chick? You should stop that, man. And Benton's like, nah, you leave her alone.
Yeah, Sengoku.
I didn't get that at all, because they didn't interact that much.
Which?
Benton and the vampire lady.
I think he liked their pleasant convo when they first met. And yeah. Now he knows.
But I wouldn't go like, ooh, are you in love?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess maybe he's like kind of a Casanova, mm-hmm. you know?
Okay.
Real Don Juan. And he's always, you know, like.
Well, I think they're asking that because they're like, why haven't you killed her yet? Are you in love? You know, I don't know. Like you're treating her awfully nice for someone who's a criminal.
It's a good point.
But they're all criminals, you know?
Well, but she's, yeah, that's true. I don't know.
So Sengoku and Benton briefly fight.
Yes.
And they never make it up. That made me sad.
Mm.
Sengoku gets kind of a, he just comes off as a big doofus in this episode.
Yeah. Seems like a dick. And then finally Benton goes, what happens to... Oh, Remy doesn't die here. She dies... Does she die with Sionji? I don't know. Benton goes to confront Sionji, who made Remy the way she is, and he owns the cryosleep, and I'm guessing he's the one who made the virus that turns people into vampires. And he is so old, his hand is so decrepit, but then he gets like a little glow-up, because I guess he... Mm-hmm. Does he drink Raimi's blood? I don't know.
No, he gets the virus that turns you into a vampire.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize this was his first time, but that makes sense. I thought maybe he already had it, but was just, you know, doing a reset by drinking some blood.
No, he drinks her blood after becoming big and sexy.
Oh, yeah. And then what happens to her? Does he like break her neck or some shit? What happens? Do you remember? I don't.
I think she lives apparently, but she gets her blood drained.
I thought she dies. I thought she like at the end, she's kind of in a little pod and they shoot her out into space. She doesn't die?
Yeah, but like she doesn't die from this bite.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, so Benton and Sionji fight and... Benton at one point slices his shoulder like all the way in half and it makes this gross noise as it heals back together and I didn't like it. It was
Benton
really loud.
Benton has like cut the arm off of three different things. It's always the fucking arms.
Well, they're the things. Because
it was this, it was
triggers.
The panther, and then before that it was like some asshole.
The guy with the flamethrower.
Yeah.
Also, Benton gets stabbed through the stomach.
Yeah, I don't know how he was still...
And then continues to function.
I don't know how he was still able to fight after that.
Yeah, I feel like usually when you see someone get impaled like that...
I thought he was dead.
It's over.
I thought it was over for him.
Because even Goggles, I was like, okay, Goggles is big, and he got stabbed by Molkos, but it didn't go through him. What were you going to say, Miles?
It just missed all the important stuff.
Yeah. All of it.
Every single bit.
Anyway, he stabs the vampire through like the chest, through the heart, basically, and then he just wrinkles up and dies.
Well,
yeah, because Goggles has found like the antivirus, and he gives it to him in his little billy club,
his little psi, whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of gross the way it like goes into him. I forget exactly the angle, but yeah, Ben like shoots it when he's above him, and it just goes mm-hmm. like through his chest, and the guy's like "fuck," and he dies. It was satisfying.
He does die.
But yeah, that old guy. Oh yeah, but wait, or is this...
This is after he gets sent to space, though.
Right, because at one point he throws him out of the airlock and he explodes and it looks crazy. He just like explodes into dust. But because he's a psychic vampire, he teleports himself, despite being a bunch of like mulch, just a bunch of flesh. He teleports mm-hmm. back into the base and then regenerates. I thought that was really cool. That's how powerful he is. It feels like a Dio thing, you know, where it's like, not only am I a vampire, but I have special powers on top of that.
It felt like Dio, and somebody said yare.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
I think Zengoku did.
That's funny. Yeah, so then he comes back in and they fight, and then, yeah, then he shoots the fucking the little Tums pucket, the little Tums puck right into his chest, and that cures his vampire heartburn. And then we see Remy Masta, and she's all nice, and Ben loads her into some kind of coffin.
Yeah.
Some kind of glass coffin thing, and then shoots her
into space. I
think
it's one of the sleep containers.
Yeah. I thought she went back to cryo sleep.
Oh, shit, my bad.
I wasn't sure, but yes, I guess that must be what happened.
Here, I know what I'll do.
So what, does she just cryo sleep forever now?
Well, she just cryo sleeps into space because they're not going to find her and be like, ah, we figured out a cure for your disease.
Well, I mean, if they had a disease, they could have fired it at her, right? Or I guess her anemia would still be a problem.
Yeah, I guess that's like romantic, but I don't know. It's just like, what's going to keep powering this cryo sleep machine? Is she dead?
If you die, you die, but maybe, you know. I don't know. Do you guys want to hear in English how this ends?
Okay.
I have no idea.
Sure.
It's incredible that the light from those stars has taken millions of years to get here. How many lifetimes must it have taken for the light to reach the Earth?
More than we can imagine, but the Earth is only the start of its great journey, an insignificant speck in the cosmos.
In the cosmos?
Cool.
This is them talking. This is like Ben remembering the conversation as she flies into space. At no point in the English or Japanese do they say, but you'll probably die out there. No one's going to find you.
Yeah.
Because your coffin's going to run out of energy.
They're just like, it would be cool and poetic if you were just floating around.
It is cool and poetic to float around in space, though, don't you think?
But what if you like wake up from your sleep and you're just like, hello?
Oh, so you think that if the pod, like, if the Freezy power dies, then you wake up and you're just trapped?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks.
So I'm hoping that she's dead.
Well, but wait a minute. If she still has... Wait, because did he cure her of the vampire-ness and then put her in? Or is she still a vampire?
He must have. You're right.
Because if she's still a vampire, then she could technically, like, explode and then teleport into a nearby spaceship and terrorize people and be like, I'm sorry, I gotta do this to you.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
But how come she doesn't turn into a pile of goo like the old man?
Well, because she didn't go into space. She's in a thing.
Okay.
He went into raw, naked space.
Okay.
And then the show ends. We don't even get a scene where Benton goes back and all the dudes talk. And they're like, maybe we'll get out of here by 2900 or something, you know? There's none of that.
Nah.
Yeah.
But he does get this nice romantic story.
Yeah.
He's like the cool one.
He is the cool one.
Yeah.
They all have like near misses with babes, except Sengoku. Sengoku was invited out by a coworker and he was like, no, I don't shit where I eat. Bye. Maybe he's
very
not in the
smart
ladies.
Sengoku.
That's true.
Well, you know, I didn't know whether Benton was straight, but he's at least into this one vampire lady.
Yeah.
He could have found time to go on a date with her. You know, if he was really into her. They could have had a quick...
It would have been funny if he got blown up anyway at the end of this.
like his collar was still going and the guy's like, oh shit.
Like he gave her a smooch and then his head just exploded.
That's funny.
I should have directed this.
You really should have. It's a shame you were probably 3 years old. There was a comment on this on Crunchyroll for one of these episodes that was like, what? That's it. This was really good. It's just over. Yeah, buddy. It's been over for 34 years.
Maybe the next one will come out soon.
What'd you guys think overall?
There should be more of it, but it was fine.
I like that there's so little of it. they just wanted to tell these three kooky stories about these three kooky guys. Like, it wasn't the most original. Maybe it was at the time. But it was like gritty cyber world plus Years of Vampire at the end. But I still liked it.
Yeah, it's like it's maybe style over substance, but there's still some good characterization going on there, and there's some good sci-fi concepts, including, I think, some stuff that really happened in real life, like how annoying it is to have a voice assistant that won't stop talking when you don't want it to talk.
And I think Benton in particular is an original character.
Yeah, I like him, and it does feel very JoJo-y to have a guy who can kick your ass and dresses kind of like a lady.
And vampires.
You can do a makeup tutorial.
And that's fine.
And vampires. That's also kind of JoJo-y.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, vampires with special psychic powers. I guess all vampires have some psychic abilities, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the vampires. There's a lot of vampires have the kind of mind control-y power.
Yes, they can make you want them and stuff.
Yeah.
I would watch more stuff by Yoshiaki Kawajiri. Stuff we haven't seen. Well, we have seen Ninja Scroll. We've seen Vampire Hunter D: Bloodlust. We have not seen Wicked City or Demon City Shinjuku. Maybe Demon City Shinjuku would be next on my list. There's also, I forgot about this. There's a Highlander anime from 07, and it is dystopian fantasy.
Have you seen the original Highlander?
I have not. I've heard so many references of it, but no.
Do you think we have to watch that first?
No. I would watch it, okay, but I don't want to have to sit down and watch it to do my anime podcast, damn it.
True.
Yeah, he also did a segment in The Animatrix. And a segment in something I kind of wanted to see, Batman Gotham Knight. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
It's like, it's an anthology movie, and I think it's all Japanese anime studios that just did six different Batman stories.
We should do that for the pod.
Includes Madhouse, Production IG, bunch of stuff we've seen.
Are we going to do it for the pod?
I don't know. We could.
Where would we see it?
Oh, I'm sure it's available. It's probably on Max or something. It's a DC thing.
Okay. Yeah, I would do that. I love Batman. I used to, anyway.
Yeah, let's see. Studio 4 Degrees Celsius, Madhouse, B-Train, and Production IG. Okay, so one of these guys did, one of those studios did two or three. Anyway. Oh, and it all has Kevin Conroy doing the voice. I don't know. Listeners, rest in peace. Rest in. Miles, help.
Rest in.
Wow, we suck.
I don't know.
Anyway, listeners, let us know what other 80s or 90s OVAs we should check out. Anything else by Kawajiri that we mentioned? And is Batman Gotham Knight good? Is it bad?
I've been watching Gundam Witch from Mercury, and I think it is good.
Oh, that's good to know. We can also go back and continue a show. We could continue No Wayne. We could continue another show of ours. Anybody have any strong feelings right now?
If Gotham is easily available, I would watch that.
Yeah, let's watch that.
Okay, let's see. Reception. Pretty good. All right. So yeah, we'll look into that, and we'll let you know on Twitter what we're going to watch. You could follow us. We are at JJBpod there. Again, we have a Discord. You can join by looking at the description of this podcast episode. And if you have long thoughts, you can write to jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com. We will see you in the future. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye.